We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Kevin Plawecki is one of the newest members of the Indians. He was just acquired from the Mets in a trade. We got another guy who was in New York coming to Cleveland, just like me. It took him 7 years after me.
He's jumping right into our fight.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kevin, how you doing? Thanks for joining us, man. Welcome to Cleveland.
I'm doing good. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Are you excited to get this opportunity here with the Indians? There is an opportunity at the position.
Yeah, extremely. We're extremely excited to be here and work with this group of guys, and especially this pitching staff. Extremely, grateful and really excited to be on board.
You know, you mentioned the pitching staff. Obviously, you've seen this team. I'm sure you're watching the playoffs, and you've been in the playoffs, or the Mets have been in the playoffs. Certainly, not the last couple of years, but not too long ago. But when you see Bauer, Kluber, Carrasco, Clevinger, what they've done the last few years, give us a little inside scoop on those guys.
No, it's been really impressive to see what they do day in and day out. One through five, you reel those guys out there, you got a really good shot to win. So makes my job really fun when you get to work with such great talent like those guys. And obviously I've got a lot of work to do leading up to the season, and I really look forward to doing that with those guys. It should be a lot of fun.
Kevin, you played baseball, college baseball at Purdue, is that correct?
I did, yeah.
You took it to our Buckeyes this year.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody said that to me since I've gotten into town.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
But you should be proud of that, though. Nobody's mad at you for it. You should be pumped about that.
That was our big game of the year. I totally forgot we had to play the next weekend. So I was just happy about that game.
We're talking with Kevin Plawecki. Here's the good news, Kevin. As I could, as a born and raised New Yorker who has moved to Cleveland, I could tell you you're going to love – your cost of living just went down a whole lot.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Just in the little looking that I've done, I've seen that very quickly.
What'd you think when you were traded to Cleveland? Was there excitement or was there some unknown? I mean, there's got to be a wide range of emotions you went through.
Yeah, definitely. To be completely honest, I was really, really excited about it. I mean, there was no period where I was will this be good? Will it be? I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, like you said, growing up in Indiana, and just being able to come back to the Midwest and play for a team that is, in contention every single year, at least the past 3 years. There was a lot of excitement when I got the news that I'd be coming here.
All right, so Midwest, generally we think of football, but Indiana is a basketball state, and you play baseball. What was your favorite sport to root for as a kid?
I would say, I mean, baseball was tough with the weather, but football, watching the Colts, with Peyton Manning there, and then I grew up a Purdue fan, so going there made it easy, but watching Drew Brees, at Purdue growing up was always something fun for me to do.
So you're rooting for the Saints on Sunday, I take it?
I am, yeah. I'm pulling for the Saints and the Colts.
Are you a Baker Mayfield fan, Kevin?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, no, I think what he's done has been unbelievable. It's been fun to see, him, take the Browns and lead them to some wins. And I think that the city's caught on to it. And, he's got that swagger about him that you can't teach. And that's really fun to watch.
We're talking with Indians catcher Kevin Plawecki, acquired last week from the Mets.
Hey, maybe taking a first pitch from Baker next year at some point.
That's true. That could possibably happen.
Yeah, maybe you have to line that up.
Nice. That would be fun.
Be sweet.
Kevin, when have you talked to Francona yet, and what has he told you in terms of, or has he told you anything in terms of how much he thinks he might play?
No, I just met him. I the phone was handed to me, I just came out of his office and met him for the first time.
Right.
And he called me after the trade and just welcomed me aboard. There hasn't been any conversations regarding, what roles will be or anything like that. It's just there's too much time between now and when the season gets going. But, in the meantime, it's just, preparing myself to get ready to, to catch this team and so that I go into camp feeling as comfortable as possible, and most importantly, leaving camp feeling really good.
You know, Tito's very personable. He's a funny guy. He's a character, and his players love playing for him. What were your impressions after your just brief meeting and phone call and just talking with him a little bit?
Yeah, no, he's in there playing cards right now with one of the clubbies, and asked if I ever played cribbage, and I said no.
That's
he said, well, I'll teach you really quick. You can go out there and get your wallet and come back in here.
Yeah, that's really big.
So, no, you can just tell he's such a great personality and somebody who likes to have a lot of fun. And us as players, that's what it's all about, is having fun with a long season. You know, the days can kind of roll together, but if you're having fun and you got good guys around you, and a manager like that that likes to do the same, it definitely makes the days, go by and everybody has fun at the same time.
And you may break the record here for the most Cy Young caliber pitchers caught. I mean, you had DeGrom and Syndergaard and Matz and Zach Wheeler, who really pitched a lot better last year, and now you got these Indians guys. That's some crew of pitchers you've worked with.
Yeah, no, I've been extremely blessed in that category. Those guys are special talents, and they work hard to get to where they're at. Just like I'm sure these guys do here. And coming from the Mets' rotation over here to this one, it's special and something that, I really look forward to.
Kevin Plawecki is with us, acquired from the Mets last week, Indians catcher. Kevin, obviously there's high expectations. The Indians have been to the playoffs 3 years in a row for the last 5 years. They were one win away from winning the World Series in 2016. When you come into, obviously the Mets hadn't been in the playoffs the last couple of years, so is it exciting? And the Mets should be better this year, but is it exciting knowing, the Indians are still the favorites to win the division?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, by no means will it be handed to us.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done between now and even that discussion, but anytime you're the favorite, it was that's how we were in New York there for a couple of years, and you got a target on your back. Everybody wants to come and beat you. You kind of embrace that and have fun with it and roll with it, and it just makes winning that much better. And that's what you want. You want to be the favorite, and it's I guess yours to lose. If you want to look at it that way, but there's a lot of work to be done between now and the postseason.
I'm just trying to think about the Indians roster, if there was anybody that played for the Mets, and I can't think. Off the top of my head, I don't think there is. Do you know any of your teammates?
No. That was one of the weird things about it all. I was looking at the roster just trying to see if I had played with somebody somewhere down the line at some place, but I hadn't. But I've heard a lot of great things about everybody. Jay Bruce texted me after the trade. He was obviously over here last year, and said that everybody's great, said that I'm going to really like it. So,
nice.
Everybody's been great so far. I've been meeting a lot of new people the past day or so, and it's been awesome. Everybody's been great.
Hey, what'd you guys in the clubhouse think about the whole Tebow phenomenon?
Oh, I mean, Tim's a great dude, man. I got to know him actually really, really well over the past 2 years that he was over there. I live out in Arizona, so he spent one of the first off seasons out there hitting. And so I hit with him just about every day, got to know him, really well. And he's a good dude. He's a really good guy. He gets it. He's an athlete, he's been in the locker room his whole life, just like all of us. And he's just like any other guy, just happens to have won a Heisman and is also in our locker room playing baseball with us. But he's a really good guy.
All right. Well, you gotta be excited that the spring training's in Arizona now in Florida instead of Florida, right?
Definitely, yeah. Really excited about that.
Well, Kevin, welcome to the Indians. We'll talk to you again during the season. Have fun at FanFest. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, you got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.